kick is up. It is a pretty good one. It is taken by McCarty. He's to the 25, to the 30, and taken out of bounds. No, he fought, stayed inbounds. See where they mark it at, or did he step out of bounds? Pretty good return, though, ahead to about the 37, 38-yard line on the far side of the field. So the Vandals will be going left to right here in the third quarter. And they lead it 17-13. So the Vandals lead it 17-13. So 17-13. Andrew Casey from the shotgun puts a man in motion. That's Connor DePue. They fake the handoff to him. We've got a flag down. Pass is caught. Colburn is going to take it for a touchdown, but I think it's coming back. So Colburn's going to take it for the touchdown, but we do have a flag down in the backfield, so I am guessing this is coming back. So flag is down back about where the pass was thrown. I'm going to assume a hole maybe. So Colburn scored a touchdown. It is a false start on the Vandals, so a 5-yard penalty. That'll push us back to the 32. So the play negated. That is why I did not get very excited about the touchdown. I would have felt bad, however, if the touchdown was good. But figured that one was coming back. So it'll be first and 15 for the Vandals from their own 32. First down and 15 for the Vandals from their own 32. Vandals a little more bunched up. Two receivers on each side, but they are very bunched up, much closer to the line of scrimmage and to the linemen. From the shotgun position with Hinton up in front, they put a man in motion left to right. That's Connor DePue. Fake the handoff. Andrew Casey's going to keep it himself. He's got a lot of room. He's across midfield. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, 68-yard run from Andrew Casey. So they fake the handoff. Of course, when you do that with Connor DePue, that's going to draw a lot of attention. And Andrew Casey goes 68 yards for the touchdown at the 11:27 mark here in the third quarter. So the Vandals do indeed get that touchdown on that opening possession of the second half. So Durbin back, extra point attempt. His kick is up. His kick is no good. It is no good. So the extra point attempt was off. And so the Vandals lead is 10, 23 to 13. 23-13 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years at Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Touchdowns also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Kickoff for the Vandals to Carlinville. And they bring it back, and they've got a lot of room, and it's going to be ahead to about the 43-yard line. Well, the Vandals didn't not get back very well. Carlinville, they did not get down the field that quickly. It seemed like there was a lot of open room there. Of course, it was. It depends a lot on the kick a lot of times, so they're going to spot it at the 41. And that is where Carlinville will take over. 23-13, the Vandals lead by 10. Reels from the pistol formation, two receivers left, one right. He hands it off, and they run ahead to about the 44-yard line, a pickup of about 3, second down and 7. That was White on the carry. Pickup of about 3, second down and 7. Second down and 7 for the Carlinville Cavaliers from their own 44-yard line. Clock is rolling. Reels from the pistol formation. One man behind him. Puts a man in motion. Two receivers left, one right. Reels will take the snap. He drops back to pass. He's looking deep, puts a lot of air under it, and he's got a man wide open, Duckles, and he's going to take it for the touchdown. He was wide open. Somebody missed an assignment somewhere, and Duckles will take it in for the touchdown. Reels to Duckles, 56 yards. The Reels to Duckles, 56 yards, and he was all alone. He was all alone. Somebody missed an assignment. 10:25 remaining in the third quarter. And Carlinville can cut it to a three-point game here with the extra point. So the snap is back. The kick is up. It is good. And that makes it a three-point game. Well, Carlinville with the touchdown. Cuts the Vandals' lead to 23-20. Take a break on WKRV.
Markets go up and markets go down, but your financial future shouldn't be viewed as a roller coaster. When things feel uncertain, you likely have questions about your investments, your retirement, and your financial plan. What steps can you take advantage of the ups and downs? This is a good time to ask certified financial planner Scott Kramer. He's here to help. Reach out today and start the conversation. Located at FNB Financial Advisors here in Vandalia, call Scott at 618-283-5211 for a consultation. That's 618-283-5211.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
So back, a couple of quick touchdowns, 10:21 remaining. In the third quarter, and the Vandals' lead is down to 23-20. And a short pooched kick, and it takes a bad bounce, picked up by McCarty. He stepped out of bounds? I think he did at the 15. So I think he stepped out of bounds at the 15. I think that ball was heading out of bounds. I think McCarty's still down. I think it's helped up by a teammate as he took a pretty good shot there. So Carlinville pins the Vandals back pretty deep on the squibby kick. Vandals had a little bit of trouble with it. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 16-yard line. So first down and 10 from their own 16 for the Vandals. 10 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. Three receivers line up left, one right. 10 minutes, 15 seconds remaining, by the way, third quarter. Vandals lead down to 23-20. Andrew Casey takes a snap, hands it off to Hinton. And Dylan Hinton's just going to push the pile ahead, all the way ahead to almost the 25. See where they spot it at. Could be an 8-9 yard gain. Hinton just pushing the pile. And it looks like they're going to spot it at the 25. It'll be second and one. 9 minutes, 50 seconds remaining. The Vandals, I think they might like a nice grind-it-out touchdown, get a lot of, eat up some clock here maybe. See if they could do it. Three receivers line up to the left, one right. One receiver to the right is McCarty. There's Depew, Bowers, and Colburn to the left. Andrew Casey takes the snap. He's under pressure. He's going to run it. Now throws it away. After he got out of the pocket, and it'll be third down and one. So Andrew was in trouble. Bowers gets up limping a little bit, but he's all right, I think. And it'll bring up third down at about a yard for the Vandals with the ball at their own 25. 9:28 remaining. Third down and about a yard. Two receivers line up left, one right. They've been getting some heat on Andrew Casey here lately. If the Vandals try to keep it on the ground here on a short yardage situation. Neither team has punted tonight. Andrew Casey telling his receiver to get in tighter. Puts a man in motion. It is McCarty right to left. Instead, they hand it off to him. He's going to have what he needs for the first down and more. near sideline, gets ahead to about the 32. Well, first down for the Vandals. And they will stop the clock here as he got out of bounds. 9:19 remaining in this third quarter. 23-20. The Vandals' lead is 3. Substitution, Bauer's going to come out for the Vandals, and Aiden Carroll will come in. Bauer's kind of looked like he limping a little bit from a few moments ago. 8:55. So he did not get out of bounds. And it stopped the clock to move the chains. Clock down to 2 seconds. They snap it, hand off to Hinton. He's through the pile, and he powers his way to the 49. Dylan Hinton takes it ahead to the Carlinville 49-yard line. Another first down. Let me tell you what, the Vandals may just keep going to the well with a run if it's going well. They've been getting some heat on Andrew Casey on the last few pass attempts, but Hinton has been just powering through the line. Vandals line up 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. You've always got Connor Depew that can get the ball or act as the greatest decoy in the world. No team is going to leave him uncovered if they can help it. Andrew Casey from the pistol formation. Hinton, he's going to give it back to Dylan. And he powers through the line. Didn't pick up a lot that time. A yard, maybe 2, across midfield. And it'll bring up a second down and about 8. So 2nd and 8. 2-yard pickup from Dylan Hinton. Vandals substitution into the game. Number 55, Caden Osborne. He comes in. And Xander Tate comes out for the Vandals. 2nd down and 8 for the Vandals. They are into Carlinville territory at the 49. 2 receivers line up left. 1 to the right. I do not see Connor Depew out there. I'll have to see about that in a moment. Rolling to his left. This is Andrew Casey. Pass away to Colburn. It's caught. He stays on his feet. And down inside the 30 of Carlinville on the far side of the field. So another first down for the Vandals. Casey to Colburn. Oh, there's Connor. I lost him for a second. I was looking for him. There he is on the left side of the field. He's out on the field as a receiver. Lining up, 2 receivers lined up left, 2 to the right. It'll be from the shotgun formation. Hinton lines up right of Andrew Casey. 1st down and 10 for the Vandals. From the 27-yard line of Carlinville, man in motion. They fake the handoff, instead give it to Hinton, and he powers his way down inside the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Boy, Dylan Hinton is running hard, and he's running downhill. It'll be a pickup of about 9, 2nd and 1. 2nd and 1. We're down to 6:10 remaining in this third quarter. The Vandals lead it 23-20. 2nd and 1 for the Vandals from the Carlinville 18. 2 receivers line up, 3 receivers, I should say, line up right, 1 left. Hinton in the backfield with Casey. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he's going to run ahead. And gets it ahead, too. It is a first down for the Vandals. Brody Matthews was in the backfield. Now Hinton comes back in. So Brody Matthews was in on that play. Now Hinton back in. 5.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 1st down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball at the 11. Ball at the 11, I believe. 1st and 10 for the Vandals from the 11. Now Hinton back out there, powers his way ahead down to about the 3, maybe the 2. I don't think he'll have the first down, but it's going to be 2nd and short inside the 5. The 2nd down and about 2 from about the 3. 2nd and 2 from about the 3. 4:50 remaining in the third quarter. Hand off to Hinton, straight through the middle. Touchdown. Touchdown, Vandals. It is a 3-yard touchdown run. So Hinton with the touchdown. That was his drive. And he gets the 3-yard touchdown run. This comes at the 4:42 mark of the third quarter. Now the Vandals lead it. Oh, no, they're saying he did not get in. He got the first down. My apologies. He did not get in. And now they hand it off, and Hinton powers it, and he does get in this time. My apologies. A moment ago, he got the first down, got down to the one. I don't know how they stopped him. It looked like he was in, but now he's in. It doesn't matter. It is moot, and he is in for the touchdown. It is 29-20. Pending the extra point, or do the Vandals go for two? We'll see. So the Vandals are going to go for the extra point here. And Durbin missed the last extra point, had distance on it, just hooked it a bit. This kick is up, and it is good. He's got plenty of leg. And the Vandals now lead it 30-20. So the Vandals get the touchdown. Dylan hitting a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 30-20. Take a break on WKRV. Touchdown for the Vandals. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Carlinville on the return. Gets it ahead to about the 27-yard line. Touchdowns also brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. That is Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. So Carlinville will have it at their own 27. Now trailing the Vandals 30-20, 4:10 remaining, third quarter. Reels puts man in motion from the pistol formation, takes the handoff, and gives it in the Vandals. A gaggle of Vandals are there to stop the running back. That is Joel White, and I don't think he gained about 2 yards. Second and eight. Second down and eight. 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals leading it 30-20. Reels from the pistol. One receiver each side, takes a snap, drops back, rolling to his right, gets a pass away. It is caught, and a lot of room. Duckles down the far side of the field. It's a touchdown. Another touchdown for Carlinville. Duckles takes it in, and that is a 70-yarder. Wow. He was wide open down the far sideline and takes it in for the touchdown. And this one's a wild one, 30-27. Reels to Duckles. And the Vandals' lead is again cut. This comes at the 3:30 mark of the third quarter. And Carlinville could cut it to a 3-point game. Or a 2. Really, I don't know. I'd say they just go for the extra point, and they are. I was trying to think about the math in my head of 3-point, 2-point, but I'm too tired and old for that, so we'll figure it out later. So 30-26. So Vandals with a player with a cramp. Trainer Chris Witten dealing with him. Sure who it is with the cramp, but that is not uncommon, especially first game. Now, temperature-wise, it usually you see it more with a super hot day, super hot night, when humidity's up, but they are working on him, and that delays us a little bit here. So 30-27. The Vandals' lead is down to 3. Andrew Casey. Going to bring water out to that player with a cramp that I cannot see who it is. Chris Whitten working on the leg there to help him out with the cramp. And I will have said cramps myself from sitting in said cramped area. Cramp leads to cramp in my size world. So 3.5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. So I will feel such pain myself sometime at night tonight as my body is folded into an accordion-style area under a table that is meant for someone, let's just say, not of my height. It's a great press box, but it is kind of for low, short people, as most of the world is. The world is mostly for short people and right-handed people. So. And the Vandal player, who I still have not been able to see his number, is up on his feet. And that is Colburn, I believe, Jordan Colburn with the cramp. So he is heading off. Boy, he is hurting. I thought it was a cramp. That was what Chris Whitten looked like he was dealing with him on, but he is moving pretty slow as he gets to the sideline. So hopefully Jordan can walk that off, if that's what it is, and get back out here, as he has been an important guy on the field here tonight. So Carlinville will attempt the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. So the point after is good. And the Vandals lead again is down to 30-27. So 30-27 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV. So the Vandals lead back down to 3 again, 30-27. Now the Vandals ate up a lot of clock on that last possession. They kept it mostly on the ground. And we'll see if they try to do that again here. That could open up some things, of course, as well, as the train rolls by. Little squib kick. Vandals had a little trouble with it. But that is Matthews who picks it up, gets it ahead to about the 44. Kind of happy when you're up that guy. There's a guy like Brody who can handle the football, and he does there on short kick. So the Vandals take over. They're at their own 43. 3 minutes, 21 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals lead is 30-27. Both teams have had 2 possessions, 2 touchdowns here in this third quarter. Andrew Casey counting off, making sure the right number of players are out there. 2 receivers line up left. DePue is on the far outside. 1 receiver lines up to the right. That is McCarty. Hinton is in the backfield with Andrew Casey. He drops back to pass. He gets a pass away, middle of the field. Connor DePue catches it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Goodbye, good night, touchdown. 1 play, touchdown, Vandal. I see no flags on the field. Casey to DePue just through the middle of the field. 57-yard touchdown. This comes at the 3:08 mark of the third quarter, and the Vandals back to a 36-27 lead, back to 9. And the point after on the way. 3:08 remaining, third quarter. Snap is back. Kick is up. It is good. So the point after is good. And the Vandals have it back to a 37-27 lead. The Vandals just scored 22 seconds after Carlinville did. So it is 37-27. So Casey to DePue with a touchdown. Our touchdowns are brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 321 South 1st Street in Vandalia. And you can call them at 283-0142. They're also your local authorized carrier dealer at Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. And touchdowns brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management at 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business, Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the Vandals will get set to kick it away to the Carlinville Cavaliers, and the Vandals lead back to 10. And we'll see if they could get a defensive stop here. Carlinville will run it down. Good kick all the way back to the goal line. Carlinville runs it back out, and they're going to be brought down inside the 20. So Carlinville will not have too good a field position. It's really the first time they've been pushed back like that tonight. We have not seen a punt tonight. If the Vandals had a punt, Andrew Casey would be the punter, but we have not seen need for such. First down and 10 for Carlinville from their own 19. Their quarterback, Kip Reels, from the pistol formation. Two receivers left, one right. Takes the snap, hands it off to the running back. No, he's going to keep it himself. Passes, and it's knocked down. That's Bowers. 6'5" Bowers knocking that pass down. And it is second down and 10. So Lucas Bowers on that deflection after the fake handoff on the play action. Second down and 10 for Carlinville from their own 19. Reels fakes the handoff again, goes to pass. It is caught and able to avoid a couple of tackles and ahead to the 35, first down. Carlinville, that is Tristan Thompson with a catch and ahead to about the 35. So Carlinville picks up 16 yards and a first down on the pass. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 37-27, the Vandals lead by 10. Two receivers line up left, one right. Reels from the pistol. Fakes a handoff again. He gets a pass away. That's batted down again by Bowers. So Lucas Bowers, 6'5", has batted down a couple of passes. Carlinville's went with the same play three straight times. Fake handoff. And then go for the pass, and it has been successful, one of the three. 2 minutes, 24 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Second down and 10 from their own 35. Reels takes the snap, rolls right, pass away, caught by Duckles, and he is immediately hit at about the 45. Andrew Casey with the tackle. It's going to be a first down. It's basically exactly 10 yards that they picked up. Ahead to the 45. So Carlinville has it ahead to their own 45. 2 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 37-27. Reels will see one receiver line up each side. He's in the pistol formation, man in the backfield with him. Puts a man in motion right to left. Takes a snap. Fakes a handoff. Pass incomplete. Off the hands of Duckles. That was another. Fake the handoff. Look to the left for the pass. Carlinville going right to left here in this third quarter. 1 minute, 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 37-27 so far. Now Carlinville is going to take a timeout. So far this quarter, everyone has scored on their possessions. Timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well on WKRV. Timeouts are brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Timeouts also brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Second down and 10 for Carlinville from their own 45. 1:46 remaining in the third quarter. Reels takes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he gets ahead to midfield where he is brought down. So a five-yard gain, third and five, third down and five. They have ran play action with that fake handoff and then looked to pass four straight times. It worked once. And it was for its first down. That time he ran it. Third and five. Third down and five from midfield. Third and five. Carlinville takes the snap. Under pressure, he gets hit as he lets it go. Incomplete. They unloaded on him. Bryce Hartley hit reels pretty dang good when he let that ball go. And we're going to see our first punt of the night. So Carlinville is going to punt. So with 1:10 remaining in the third, we're going to see our first punt of the night. So it is back. I believe that's Colburn back. He catches it. The 20 to the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, 45. He's to midfield, cross midfield to the 40, and he's driven out of bounds, far side of the field, inside the 40. So Jordan Colburn, who looked like had a pretty rough cramp a little bit ago, just had a very nice return. And the Vandals have the ball back, 58.8 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. So the Vandals have it back and in their own territory. Ahead to the 36-yard line. One receiver lines up left, Connor DePue. Two receivers line up to the right. That is McCarty and Kobe Lux lining up to the right. Pistol formation for Andrew Casey. Dylan Hinton, the running back, behind him, and that's who he gives it to. And Dylan just pushes ahead to about the 32. It'll be a pickup of probably about four. And we've got 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals will probably love to eat up some clock, huh? 40 seconds remaining. Second down and six. Do some four-yard cloud of dust. Everybody says 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but if you do 3 yards, you face a fourth and one every time. So I say at least 3.5 yards every time in the cloud of dust, and it'd be kind of hard to kick up dust on turf. Maybe some of that plastic chunk. Andrew Casey hands it off. This is Dylan Hinton. He finds some room, gets to the outside, and down the far side of the field. He's going to fight down to the 20 and inside the 20. And a big gain for the Vandals. 2.3 seconds remaining third quarter. It's a first down, and he's all the way down to the 17-yard line. Dylan Hinton just kept the legs churning, and the clock will run out on the third quarter. So the clock runs out on the third quarter with the Vandals leading 37 to 27. We'll take a break, come back fourth quarter on WKRV.